Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March 5th, 2026. Today is Thursday in the second week of Lent. This is a reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated by anything. Food is meant for the stomach and the stomach for food, and God will destroy both one and the other. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God raised the Lord, and will also raise us up by His power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. Here ends the reading. All things are lawful to me was apparently a slogan some of the super spiritual types in the Corinthian church used to justify all sorts of behaviors. The line of reasoning went something like this. Salvation was for the next world, the spirit, so it didn't matter what one did with the body in this world. Since all things are lawful, I can eat whatever I want, including meat that has been sacrificed to idols. Since all things are lawful, I can sleep with whoever I want, whenever I want. Paul does not debate the slogan as much as he appeals to the Corinthians to remember their true identity in Christ. He repeats the slogan but adds caveats. All things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but I will not be dominated by anything. The life of faith does set us free, but that freedom is constrained by our relationships within the church. The life of faith does set us free, but that freedom should not be surrendered to anything that would cause us to forget our connection to one another and to Christ. Paul then asks a pair of questions. Do you not know your bodies are members of Christ? Do you not know your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit? The point of these questions is to get the Corinthians, and us, to consider how our behaviors impact our relationships with each other and with God. Paul sums up his argument with a reminder that we are not our own, which means our lives do not solely belong to us. Our lives are shared experiences, and so restraint and care are to be exercised as we move through our world and our lives. When Paul exhorts the Corinthians to glorify God in their bodies, he is making the case that how we live matters to the church and to God. Our lives are reflections, for better or worse, of how seriously or not we take our faith and how that faith influences our daily conduct. Christians have struggled with finding the balance between freedom and restraint, law and grace, since the very beginning of the church. I believe what Paul is arguing for here is that the best way we can show our freedom is by exercising restraint for the good of the church and for the furtherance of the church's mission and ministry. To live a restrained life, for Paul, is the key to experiencing freedom in Christ. Again, I know that some of this teaching from Paul seems antiquated to our ears, and yet to live graceful and grace-filled lives is to be in constant remembrance that we belong to our fellow Christians as a part of the body of Christ, and that our bodies are the entities through which the good news of the gospel is proclaimed in this world by the power of the Holy Spirit. All things may be lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things may be lawful, but we can never surrender our freedom in Christ to appetites and behaviors unworthy of a follower of Jesus. Lent, as a season of self-examination, gives us the opportunity to reflect on the areas of our lives where we may have gotten more lax than we meant to become. This is a good time to think about our daily behaviors, our appetites, our ways of justifying doing things we know are contrary to Christian witness. God grant us the wisdom and grace to take full stock of our lives. Maybe it's time to stop doing some things that are detrimental to us. Maybe it's time to start doing other things that will bring us more into alignment with who God intends us to be. After all, we are the body of Christ, and we are temples of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, Jesus Christ your Son, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God forever and ever. Amen.